an underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Pronunciation, but it's something like that. And what it simply means is to say the same thing. Say it with me. Confess. In this context, means to say the same thing. Now, this is important. Get for me Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 1. There's a whole lot that goes on when you release a confession. I'm not talking about confessing to a priest and, you know, confessing your sins. That's different. That's a different definition of the word confession. Here we're talking about homologeo. It means to say the same thing. Now, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. That word profession there is confession, which is the same word homologeo. So it says here that Jesus is the apostle and the high priest of your confession. You know, Israel got so degraded at one point that some of the offerings they brought to the Levites, the office, they wouldn't accept them. They were bringing blind lambs and one-legged lambs and dirty lambs and dead lambs. You know, they just bringing stuff. God said, I don't want this. This offering is no good. How many offerings do you bring to the Lord? Lord, my feet killing me. Remember now, homologeo means to say the same thing. Now look what Jesus said, if you confess me before men. Tell somebody, I got to go public with this thing. Here you believe in God, you trust in God, you thanking God for a brand new something. And somebody on your job. Yeah, I understand you're trying to do a little something with your business, huh? And you ain't got a dime. And you're afraid they're gonna laugh at you. So you kind of water it down a little bit. Well, you know, I'm going to try to. See, you just threw your confession out the door because of somebody you didn't think they would understand. Look at what I tell them, bump that. Whether they understand or not. The seed that I sow is going to produce after its kind, whether there's 3 million that don't believe it, a government that don't believe it, a system that stands against it. If God said today is Monday, then forget Wednesday. We ain't seen Wednesday yet. It's Monday. Because if he released it, it is. And we were created and designed with the same DNA to say what we want. Because there's power in your word. See, we're too considerate of people. And you back off of what you really believe in. And you know, well, you know. Prominent pastor up in Illinois, they were about to purchase a mall, and the pressure was on him. He was getting calls from the realtors and all these folk in the bank, where's the money? We need the money. And he would tell them, well, I'm believing God, you know, believe in God. And he said he tried to get out of there just to get some relief, so he went to the barber shop. He said he was sitting in the barber shop, and you know, the barber said, "Yeah, Pastor, we understand you trying to, you know," he's looking at the other barber, "trying to buy that mall up." And it made him kind of cower down because he didn't see that they understood. He went back, he backtracked and said, "You know, I should have told him, yeah, it's mine already. I ain't trying nothing. It belongs to me." Come on, come on. Somebody, come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Amen. I said, come on up. I don't care if 3 million rise up against you. That homologeo. Now the Lord said, if you confess me before men, in other words, if you speak the same thing I'm speaking to you before men, then he said, I'll confess you, I'll speak the same thing to my Father, and I'll speak the same thing to the angels that are sent to minister for you. He is the high priest and the apostle of our confession. Now, I said, Lord, okay, there's a distinction there. He's gonna confess if I'm saying the same thing you said, and you've said, if I'm saying, you'll say that to your Father. I don't know, he's the advocate, the lawyer in the courtroom, the representative, the forerunner. Not only will he say it to his Father, but he said, the angels that are sent, I'll confess it before them too. In other words, I'll say the same thing that you're saying. You say the same thing I'm saying before men. Amen. I'll say the same thing in the spirit realm before the angels. Amen. And before my Father in heaven. Amen. Now, there's two distinct things there. Number one, the Father in heaven. In Matthew chapter 3, this is what the Lord showed me happens when we confess Jesus before men. When it pertains to Jesus saying, I will confess you before my Father. In other words, when you homologeo, confess me, say the same thing I'm saying before men, then I'll say the same thing before my Father, which is in heaven. And here in chapter 3 of Matthew, we see the baptism of Jesus. In verse 15, it says, and Jesus answering, talking to John, he says, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Verse 16 says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, here's the first thing that happens when he says, I'll confess you before my Father. Yeah. The first thing that happens, the heavens open over you. Amen. Now, it might not be open over the one next door to you. Amen. Or down the street from you, or working on the machine down the way there. But the moment you homologeo, he said, I'll confess you before my Father. Amen. And what happens? The heavens open. And not only that, in this context, up until this time, Jesus was in obscurity. He didn't need but an anointing to be carpenter, to do carpentry work, sell some chairs, you know, be the oldest son in the family. But here, everything was about to change. The Spirit came on him, and the Spirit descended upon him like a dove, and I like to say it this way, without measure. Amen. When you confess what Jesus is confessing, amen, among men or before men, amen. Amen. When you're not afraid to take it public, Come on, somebody, come on a little higher. Come on up. See, you've been confessing it, you know, in secret. Oh, here comes somebody. But when you start confessing it and not guessing it and not wavering about it and not afraid, I often wondered, how could Smith Wigglesworth do something like kick a little three-year-old off a stage? He kicked the little boy who had club feet, who couldn't walk, and they set him up on stage. His parents almost fainted. The congregation wanted to stone him. The boy went up in the air. But when he came down running. Somehow he knew in his mind, it didn't matter what it was. It was a step, an act of faith. If I'd have thrown him to the back of the room, he'd have got up running. All I could do is activate my faith. Come on, see, when you confess, he says, if you confess me, in other words, say the same thing I'm saying. Amen. Don't say something else. Amen. Say the same thing I'm saying. Say this with me. I thank God. I always triumph. I cannot fail. I cannot be defeated. I'm going all the way in. Amen. This is... Now, that may not be verse in scripture, all of that, but that's in the word. That's the principle of the word. You know what a law is? There's a law called the law of confession. It's a law. In other words, hear me, because I'm going to pound this on you. We might be till next October with this here. If the Lord willing. But the law, somebody say the law.
The law.
A law, and I'm going to give you a much more extensive definition later, but a law is something very predictable. Amen. In other words, it ain't going to change up on you.
Amen.
I ain't going to dare you. Go out there on 95 and do 95. From here to Hope Sound. And I guarantee the law and the lawman that's out there to uphold the law. Amen. You understand? See, a law is something that's predictable every time. It ain't changing. It's a law. Now, we have all kind of law, criminal law, you know, laws of the land. And I'm talking about the laws of the spirit of life, the law of what God said, every seed produces after its own kind. That's a law. The Lord told Joshua, let not the book of this law. Now, that was the teachings of Moses and that, but it was a principle too. Don't let it get out of your mouth. Don't let your confession droop. Because it's a rainy day. The sun ain't shone in 3 days. And so now you're talking crazy. Now you're doubting God. No, the sun is still shining. Just got to let the clouds pass by. Amen. The sun ain't never coming up in the west. It ain't never going to come up. Why? It's under a law.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.